If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Right. Welcome to Mind Pump. This is my episode, motherfuckers.
Are you recording that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect. That's awesome. The intro. Yeah. That's the intro.
Welcome to Justin's bonus episode.
I feel like every time like it's my bonus thing, like I want to do some kind of like hair metal like intro or something.
Bro, it's all you, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
You just keep getting sexier. We'll let you do whatever you want on your bonus episode.
This bonus episode is your update. We just started the transformation. Justin's 90-day transformation.
Is this official? Boom. What, 7 days or so? We're right around there.
We're in a week into it,
and man, I feel great. I feel energized. I'm really pumped. Like, you guys just sort of like bringing that up. It has really like flipped the switch for me, and I seriously it reignited everything. So, you know,
well, I'm looking at you right now. I don't know if you can tell. This guy's face already looks different.
Oh no!
One week. It's pretty dramatic.
We know that you're balancing your food just like we do in the nutrition guide, and we know you're on the first phase of the MAPS anabolic program or something like that, but I want to know the other. I mean, that's the boring stuff to me. I want to know, like, what has been the most challenging thing for you? Like, have you craved something really bad? Have you, like, had low energy or something like that? What are the worst things that you, or the most challenging things that you've already started to notice in these first 7 days?
Well, I want to be clear about kind of where I'm coming from, and so the listeners know, like, kind of like the state of where I was. Like, basically, on the weekends, I would entertain a pizza and alcoholic beverages and some de-stressing agents and things like that. But you know, I was not dialed in. However, I was eating decently healthy. So it's not like this is a humongous shock for me. But at the same time, once I started to look at my everyday, once you start really evaluating yourself and like what your habits are, you start noticing little things that you're like, oh, I was doing that. And then this all kind of leads to the end result of the extra fluff layer, right?
Well, I want to make it clear to the listeners too, because, you know, we're going to come across, me and Adam are going to come across as coaching you. But the reality is this, whenever you're training for something, it always helps to have someone there just to hold you accountable, because you're probably one of the best trainers I know. When you're in the zone, like I've done this before where I'm in the zone, if for whatever fucking reason, I don't train myself as well as I train other people when I'm in there. I don't know if you guys make mistakes and, you know, like I'll overdo it. I'll work out too hard, or I'll do too much cardio.
Oh, that's funny you bring that up. Yeah. Like it's seriously, when I say flipping a switch, it's like this, it's this athlete switch. So for me, and this is where I wanted to get into, like, the difference, I think, in all of our sort of what makes us like so unique and dynamic is that you guys have specialties about you, and you guys have done a lot of amazing things, and especially with your bodies and transforming them as far as the physique and everything goes. For me, this is all total new ground. Like I would work on my performance forever just to get better at that athletics. And then for me to then shift into focusing on what my body looks like on a daily basis, it's so weird, dude. I feel like I'm outside of my skin somewhat. Like, for instance, I don't really do curls, dude. Like, I just don't do it. I don't care.
Curls for the girl.
Right? There's just no reason for me to do that.
Wait a minute. You don't have curls and your arms are that big?
It's just, you know.
All right. Just end the show right now. I don't know.
But yeah, so anyway,
you
know,
when he's cleaning and jerking some big weight, though, it's pretty, you don't even need to throw no bicep curls in.
Yeah, well, it's going to hinder me anyway, let's be honest. But so I'm focusing on that. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I'm like, ooh, yeah.
You're practicing your selfies?
I'm getting my pump on. Yeah, but no, so the inner athlete in me kicks in and I get really aggressive. So I feel like you guys challenged me and now I got to perform. And so that's been a real struggle for me because just being on a high intensity level, I need to calm down.
Yeah, because Adam talks about this all the time, because he does, among the three of us, this guy does shows, right?
Yeah.
So he's used to like having a deadline and preparing to look a certain way on a particular date. And you've talked about this before, where guys will go into a 12-week or 8-week or whatever, and they'll just go balls out right off the bat and burn themselves out.
Oh, it's beyond common. It's the reason why there's this huge epidemic with it. Is you've got all these athletes that they almost have turned it into this like, who can suffer more, you know, who's doing crazier amounts of cutting as far as restricting calorie wise and overdoing the cardio. I mean, there's a lot of these athletes are doing 2 hours of cardio a day on top of their routine. Jesus. 7 days a week. And then like some of them living on 50 grams of carbs or none, you know, for months of time, no fruit, like pushing the body to extreme. And it's crazy when I see it. And that's what made me want to coach, was because I'd see that. And I also saw the struggle with myself, like Justin, you know, before competing for me. I've been an athlete too, you know. I played sports my whole life, and I never have trained purely for aesthetics, you know. Mm-hmm. Sure, I kind of did always, but I never cared enough to where I had to get on stage and present it. So I can totally relate with what he's talking about right now with this, you know, balls to the wall mentality. Like I almost wanted to work my way to that physique. And in a sense, you are.
You got to do it in stages, though.
You do. And you need, and I think this is a really good point, because I think a lot of people, even normal clients, not even talking about. So if you're a normal person just trying to lose some weight, listening to this, listen carefully. Because it's the number one common thing I find as far as a mistake that people make is cutting too hard and pushing the body too fast, because all you are doing is you're setting yourself up for when you hit that first plateau, you got to take it to the next level. You either got to restrict more, or you're going to have to step it up another notch intensity wise or add more volumes. And that you just run at it. You run out of time. Mm-hmm. You run out of day. You run out of energy. And you can only cut so far to where it becomes unhealthy. And the idea is to stay in that healthy range of feeding the body everything that it possibly needs to support yourself and to hold on to your muscle mass and have high energy levels, but yet restrict just the right amount so your body is having to utilize fat and you can still build.
Yeah, and the same thing goes for when you're working out. Like, don't overdo it right off the bat, right? Because, for example, with the MAPS anabolic program, we have the trigger session concept.
Well, that's
In a nutshell, in a nutshell, without having to get in too much into the science, the trigger session concept is designed to send frequent, you know, small muscle growth signals throughout the day. And the key is to do them low intensity. And so when you first started them, we were talking through text, and you were going a little too hard.
Yeah. I remember telling you, I'm like, oh yeah, so I'm doing this total body trigger session. And, you know, I kept going until I couldn't get the last rep in there. And you're like, what, dude, you're going way too hard.
Yeah. No, it needs to be done judiciously. You need to do it in an intelligent way. Trigger sessions, you have your hard workouts, your foundation workouts, which you're obviously, you're working out hard. Trigger sessions need to be low intensity. They're just sending that small signal, just keeping your body anabolic. And we talked about this. So since switching that, have you noticed any changes in terms of like recovery and how you feel?
Yeah. So it's great for that, because like we've talked about before, the difference between what rest, you know, really is. And for me, I've experienced that just by moving and keeping things at a lower intensity. Like the next day, I feel a little bit more energy and productivity in my workout. So, I believe that that's a great way to recover and then also kind of promote more strength in the actual lifts that you're going to need that high intensity. So
awesome.
It's been awesome. Yeah.
So how about the support at home? You posted a couple videos. This guy, if you guys haven't seen it yet, you go on our Instagram page at Mind Pump. He's doing trigger sessions with his kids hanging all over him, which, by the way, your kids are adorable. Obviously, they look like your wife.
She's the looker.
And then that one video you made where you were throwing away the pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was a serious pizza, let me tell you, too.
Listen, you guys laugh at that, but like I cried a little bit.
Yeah, that sucks.
Can you tell me what the macronutrients are on it? Do you know what it is by chance? Because I'm guessing if the thick crust like that, that's probably...
Oh, that's a 1,500 calorie. Yeah, it was almost
2,000, I believe, because...
Per serving.
Yeah. It's like all cheese and like really thick dough. And,
oh, yeah.
Oh, it's amazing, though. Tasty. Oh. It's like an orgasm in your mouth.
So, okay.
Whoa.
So here's, that we
went, never had one?
No, I have not. So we went way too far right
Which
there.
Which one? The pizza? Or
that in your pizza. Mouth? No.
Yeah.
So, okay. So that's been a challenge. I can totally relate to that. You know, you've been training before. Yeah. So maybe you're not noticing this or feel this way. I remember I did when I first started, just a little bit of discouragement because my strength, I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, which was starting off just like you are, basic movements, really lightweight. You just got to touch the body and move at first, and your body's going to start to change just from all the new movements. So, you know, I always had a mental struggle with keeping the weight really light and kind of going and not cranking my intensity up, because the athlete in me wants to grab the heaviest weights.
Check,
right? Yeah. I want to grab the heaviest weights I can possibly do and start going after it.
Yeah. Let's be honest. This whole thing has been an ego check for me, and it because I've been at the top of my game. You know, I've known what I nutritionally, I know what to do, you know, like training wise, I know what to do inherently, but like experiencing it again and being disciplined with it is always hard.
Yeah.
You know, and for the average person, it's definitely hard, because where do you start? So, yeah, really, it's about that frequent movement and just being focused on that. And like throughout your day, you're going to have the best results by just moving more. And then nutritionally, like all I've been doing is really just focusing on whole natural foods and where I'm going to get them from, and not being restrictive with it too much. Just mainly just trying to keep it consistent.
Now, one challenge that I've always run into when I've, you know, wanted to get really lean for something in particular, especially back in the days when I would do lots of bulking up, was initially you just feel smaller. You don't really feel lean. You just feel smaller. Is that happening to you?
It's a mental mind fuck, if you will.
Yeah.
Has that happened? Do you already feel that way?
Well, I feel it because still, right? When you're restrictive, like I feel like some of my strength has diminished a little bit as well. Just being that I'm not eating as much. I'm used to like having a lower energy day. That's always been something that's sort of prevented me from wanting to get shredded. Mm-hmm. Like I don't like being skinny. And so like I worked my way out of that. And so mm-hmm. So you guys have really helped to kind of keep in my mind that like that's where we want to go and experience it. You know, once you're there, you can kind of determine.
Well, I'm going to be interested to see once you really get into phase one of the workout program, the comments I've been getting from people doing this while they're cutting is that their strength will either maintain or get better mm-hmm. as they're going through because of the way the phase one is designed.
Oh yeah. Especially if you've never trained like that.
Absolutely. Now keep in mind, I was just going to say that. Keep in mind, Justin went into this strong as hell.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that's even going to happen, but it would be interesting to see if your pound for pound strength goes up because that's an interesting number.
I mean, it's not that I haven't been moving weight.
Yeah.
So don't kid yourself with that. Right. It's just that
I still use all the weights in the gym.
I feel like it, you know, some days I don't feel as you know, powerful, but that I experience that anyway, you know, even when I'm whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with that, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. No, that's always the tough thing for me. What I do, what I look at for myself is my pound for pound strength. So, you know, if I could, you know, I don't know, if I could pull, you know, 600 pounds off the floor, but I weigh 230 pounds, but then I pull 570 and I weigh 192 pounds.
Right.
You know, I'm weaker overall, but pound for pound, I'm a lot stronger.
So right. I think so you're determining that by if you're lighter and you're still pulling like a good amount of weight
more,
in comparison
right?
to your body weight.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
That's a good measure to keep.
Yeah, because we got some listeners. You know why? Yeah. Because I've talked to like power lifters and dudes that just like to move heavy weight, but then they're like, I want to get leaner. And they have this issue with getting, you know, going down 10 pounds on their bench press. And I always tell them, like, you've lost 30 pounds. Mm. You lost 30 and your bench press only went down 10. Your strength is phenomenal. Right,
but I'm in that mentality as that power lifter that I lost that 10 pounds.
Exactly.
So that's where I'm coming from with that.
That mental game.
So Mark, I personally have shut down like that. I don't even worry about it because I don't like it to mess with my head.
Yeah.
Because there's days, here's the way I look at it. Because there's days, especially as you get deeper in your program, you're going to be a little bit lower energy and depleted a tiny bit and stuff when we get further along. And you are going to continue to lose weight. And, you know, it's probably obvious that you're going to see a little bit of a diminish in strength because of that overall. But if you maintain and stay the same, or even possibly, like Sal said, if he increases, I'm going to shit myself. I'll tell you that right now. But if you just maintain, I'm impressed because I always do.
Well, he's going into it strong.
I like to think I go into all my cuts strong also. But I always notice a huge difference in my strength. A huge difference. I mean, I'm full on bulk and everything like that. I can, you know, curl and, you know, 50 55-pound dumbbells, like they're light. And then by the time I'm at the end of my phase, you know, heading into showtime and stuff, and I've gone through all the phases, I'm down to like 35s, maybe 40s, you know. But at the end of the day, like, I like to try and mess with my head and take pride in that I can look this good and I don't have to lift that much weight. and that's all part of this whole, like, you know, everyone gives me shit because I always talk about the aesthetic side, this and that. But I have to kind of play into that,
right,
to help the mental game for me. Is like, I'm not going to worry about that as long as if I'm looking better every single day and I'm getting tighter and leaner, like I'm not going to freak out that I'm going to freak out too much that I can't fill my shirts out.
I got a question. You're a week into it. How was your sleep? Has your sleep changed at all?
I'm getting good sleep.
Did you always got good sleep? No changes in that? Or is it better? Is it worse or the same? Basically,
it might be a little better.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
That's fucking awesome. See, that's awesome. See, I want to ask these questions because I want people to realize that you're gonna feel healthier as you go along. See, I think a lot of times when people quote unquote diet, they end up feeling less healthy at the end of their, you know, quote unquote cut.
Yeah.
But I think our focus, as we talked about off the air, should be to really make you feel good at the end of this, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I want to make sure that I balance that out. Awesome. Know? So it's about health and performance. Because to be honest, like, what I'm doing right now is performance driven. Even if it's, you know, on the aesthetic side, you know, there's a difference that people need to understand. If I'm going to get down to shredded, you know, that's a different subject than just, I'm just being healthy and active. And,
absolutely.
You know, so if if I post funny stuff about me eliminating food or whatever, like, just take that into consideration. Like, I got to do what I got to do to get to my goal.
You have a timeline.
Exactly.
You have 90 days.
And I think that's important just to, you know,
exactly.
Yeah. People should know that, you know,
yeah, there's balance in all kinds of, you know, if you have a treat or something that you like, you know, I understand. Like,
this is about getting fucking shredded.
I'm just trying to make a point.
It's about getting shredded.
Like, I want
to die
shredded. So you got to be dialed. You know, you got to be on it. And, you know, I'm going to lean on these guys real hard here because, you know, this is a new experience for me. And as far as, like, mentally, like Adam was kind of talking about, like, I have to find what that looks like in my head and get there and just focus on that. So
how's the support at home? Because we know what's going to happen. First of all, you're getting attention from chicks anyway, and then you're going to get shredded. Yes. Holy shit. How's the support?
Whoa. Yeah. What does wifey think about everything? Is she getting on board? Is she eating cleaner now because you're eating cleaner or not?
What? Yeah. She's on board, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
She helps me with dinner, and she's been real helpful with that. We actually planned out a gym membership that's better for where we can drop the kids off and then we can both work out together, like, most of the night. So yeah, like, I actually really enjoy working out with her, just as, like,
you know, that's so thing. Bro, that's
you work out with your girl, you have the best sex afterwards. It is the best. It is seriously the biggest aphrodisiac to work out together.
Is that mainly for just the man?
I don't know if there's any science behind that. Yeah. I'm not sure if there's any science. There might be a little bit.
There's lots of science behind it.
Yeah, we can talk a little bit about
that. I'm definitely revved up after the workouts, if that makes sense.
Well, I think it's pretty amazing that you guys have a relationship like that because, I mean, it took me quite a few years, probably until I was in my 30s, that I realized that became something that was a must for me. Just to have a partner who is supports you when you're especially when we talk about the extremes, because if you're trying to go real extreme and you need to be extra disciplined, it's not just kind of eating good, it's eating good a lot of the time, most of the time. So it really helps to have a partner that supports that. And for me, being someone who's in the competing world, that's a must. You got to be on board with me. You got to be down to do that. You got to be into it. You got to like that shit. Mm-hmm. You got to like getting in great shape.
Well, I think we need to also let the listeners know, as we go along, we're going to be giving these updates on a weekly basis, so people are going to hear about what you're doing, right?
Nice.
You know, people might want to know some specifics. If you do, go on our Instagram page, ask questions, and then we'll answer them on the show.
Right.
When we record, people want to know what you're eating or how much you're lifting or whatever.
Yeah, and when we mention these programs too, like, I cracked open the book, I started filling it out. Like, there's it's activity. Like, there's things that, you know, you can apply, like a workbook. So it's just a nice tool to have to refer to. So you go through that, you know, your first day, I'm reading through everything again. You know, going through the MAPS, you know, protocol, and we're ready, set, go.
Excellent. Now, before we shut off here, you can go on mindpumpradio.com/Justin. You're going to get updates. You're going to get photos of him, measurements, basically so you can follow along online. Again, that's mindpumpradio.com/Justin.
Or you can click the it's in my Instagram, so it's at the top of my Instagram, the link, direct link to that.
Oh, perfect.
Probably yours too, I thought.
Not with the /Justin. Okay. I'll put that on there.
Yeah, mine is.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.